Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, 7 after the hour, time for us to go through the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of what's on the list from Talkers Magazine. The charts are for the week of April 11th to the 15th, so through to the beginning of the Easter weekend. I don't know that any of the stories have been affected by that, frankly, but we'll go through the list with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner both here to take the point of view that we've taken on most of these stories during the week on the DJV program. And if you don't get to listen to the DJV program, you can. If it's not available on your station, you can listen to it each day. The whole program all day long is available at DJV Show. That's the full show, djvshow.com. Or you can hear the podcasts as well every day at djvshow.com. So I'm going to go through the list of stories at number 10, what's going on the space station. We'll go back to some of these. Ladies, you might pick up some of the ones that you would like to extrapolate a little bit more info on. The situation of the weather in the Midwest and the Mid-South this time of year, lots of wild storms. At number 8, our education department and the money that's being spent, or by according to some, wasted on programs that don't work. Number 7, immigration who's coming into the country and what they're doing. I have a story about Somalis that I found out yesterday. This week, and I'll share that as we go into that particular item. Number 6 is COVID and where we are with all of that, the mask thing. I just found out we were talking on the DJV program this week about having the government has required or extended the requirement for us to wear masks on planes again. And the airline management is crazy about that because they don't say there's no need for it, and there isn't because the planes are as clean and fresh in terms of air as you can find anywhere. And it's also interesting to know that 8 airlines around the world this week have announced that they will no longer require passengers to wear masks on the aircraft. So that's a slap in the face to our government or the citizen. What is it, the Center for Disease Confusion? Okay to have them. I think it makes sense to have them on trains and buses and subways and stuff, but airplanes, yeah. No, not at all. Okay, number 5, social media. Jay's going to talk about some of the things that are important. Get some of your response to some of our discussions this week on the DJV program later through the course of the program. Number 4, partisan politics, the same old, same old. That's really what it is. Doesn't change. Democrats good, Republicans bad, depending on who you're talking to. Republicans good, Democrats bad. Never going to move ahead in this country until we figure out how to make things work the way they used to. Great to have differences, important to point out different things, but this kind of stuff has got to stop. Number 3, the subway shooting in New York. Wow, there's something to behold, that story. If you don't know much about it, we'll talk about it. The economy, big bad stories, and of course the number 1 item is the war. Russia has threatened this week to deploy nukes if Sweden and Finland join NATO. Yeah, okay. You guys, there's no way the Russians are going to win this. And there's no way that Russia will be a respectable country anymore as far as government is concerned. And there's no way that Putin can survive. There just isn't. And the more of this stuff that comes around, he's going to blow up the Baltic because Sweden and Finland join NATO.
They're furious about that.
Well, so, why are they furious about it? It's their own doing. All of this stuff is their own doing.
Of course.
And the rest of the world seems to be finding this out. That's why, you know, Finland, they've never paid much attention. Sweden, pretty much a neutral country. They don't want to be subject to this sort of thing. Meanwhile, this week there were a lot of various ways that the truth has been explanation, if you will, in pamphlets and things. I don't know how they're getting these spread around, though. Do you know, ladies, how all of these new measures, these new the pamphlets and leaflets and things are being distributed to tell the Russians what really is going on, but I don't know how that stuff is getting spread around. We certainly aren't flying over Leningrad to drop the pamphlets.
Yeah, and I mean, there are, well, you, do you mean people come, you mean pamphlets, I don't know what you mean by pamphlets and leaflets and stuff.
This,
from NATO, or?
Covert operations almost, because you don't want to get, nobody would want to get caught because you don't know what the repercussions are going to be. That's a lot like where a lot of Christians go to different countries and they, that do not want the Bible anywhere, and they secretly distribute the Bible to places. Mm-hmm. It's probably something along the same lines as that.
Okay. Well, and also a lot of people in Russia have bought VPNs, so they've got their own private network to stay connected to the internet, and so they've got a free and open internet if you have a VPN. A lot of athletes use VPNs as well when they went to Beijing, so that they weren't, you know, being monitored by the Chinese government. So there are ways of certainly of spreading information, and it's just a matter of, you know, we just keep seeing more and more how many people in Russia are actually supporting Putin, and it's, you know, it seems to keep getting more and more popular because he's spinning it. And the TV, if you watch TV in Russia, you only get like a few channels now. They've cut everything else off, and you're only getting this Russian state news. So it looks like you're on the right side of evil here, but they're not.
But still, even if with them putting out this propaganda and cutting the channels, wouldn't somebody with common sense think, hey, I believe everything they're telling me, but why are they stopping other news outlets, or why are they stopping other channels? Why am I only getting this side of the information? Wouldn't that make you question so much more? And it seems like a lot of people in Russia are not questioning enough.
Right.
All right. Also in league with number one, the story, the conduct of the war, the Musk, is it, how do we pronounce it? The Moskva is the Russian flagship. It's the big destroyer, big warship that now, it was attacked earlier this week and it has sunk into the Black Sea. The video of this flashing around the world and people in Ukraine out in the public, you know, the big demonstrations. The Russian Ministry of Defense even admitted that the guided missile cruiser Moskva had sunk.
Yeah, they said it was a fire on board. Ukraine says, not so fast. We shot it. So,
blew it out.
And no one, and honestly, there are a lot of people still trying to even confirm what actually happened. Because, you know, Ukraine has their own messaging war that they're, that engaged in. And so, you know, they like to claim victory on that. And either way, it's a big loss to the Russian Navy, for sure.
Right. Doesn't make them look very powerful.
No.
And, you know, the only way that they can have any success, it would appear, in fighting other major countries would be to use their nuclear weaponry, because they don't seem to be able to get it together. A small country, population 60 million, with the ability to push the Russians back, population 240 million in Russia, and they can't muster up enough good soldiers. Yeah, they're all drunk or they're all running away. Not all of them, but certainly many of them are. So, the rest of it, it's all, the news, the stories are more horror, more stress. You know, these people are putting, they're doing a yeoman's job. But then, something you just said, Victoria, is worth consideration. Are we getting the straight story? Because we know that the Ukrainians are capable, after all, they have Russian lineage. And the Russians are not truthful at all. So these people cut out of the same cloth. We like them because they're standing up to the Russians, and we like them because they have a quasi-democracy that's pretty damn corrupt, but then all of those Eastern European countries are pretty damn corrupt, because that's the way the Russia, that's the way the USSR was operated. They all, the history of that part of the world is corruption and deceit. That just is. So how do we know? I think you asked the question, and that's the right question. How do we know what's really true? I want to believe, because I don't like Putin, never have, and I would like him to be exterminated along with his crew so that the Russian people have a chance. But have they ever had a chance? I mean, look at the history since the Bolshevik Revolution, or even the Tsars. I mean, the history of Russia is loaded pretty much consistently with despots who have controlled people, the population, through intimidation, Right? I mean, look at the history of Russia. So, you know, that sort of, I think, flows on to Ukraine, although this guy seems to have been, Zelensky seems to have been popularly elected in the real, you know, really, truly, or at least as much as, again, anybody in the Eastern European
country. Well, there are a lot of corruption charges, too, and accusations with him. So it's, you know, nobody's perfect. No one seems to be scandal-free.
No. But he's our guy, and therefore, if he's our, this is the history of America. We back some pretty lousy characters over the history of our country for whatever our own. Let's face it. We do what's good for us. We support the people who support us. Not necessarily are they always the good guys. I mean, look at some of the people we've supported in Africa and people that we've supported in Asia. Yeah. No, and this guy, I mean, you can go through a textbook of people that we have supported that ought not to have been, I mean, in a practical, even Steven world, they wouldn't have been supported. But they are, because they're our guys. There's, you know, there's the good guys, the bad guys, and our guys. Kind of like the army. Is the right way, the wrong way, and the army way of doing things. So that's, I think, somewhat food for thought. It's 17 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. All right, so there's one final piece. It isn't the final, but there's another story here regarding the war, the conduct of the war, what's happened to the Russians. So we've all the last two or three weeks wondered about the Russian yachts, 300, 400, 500, 600, $700 million yachts. So the latest one to be grabbed came into Fiji, but the police grabbed it, the customs officials there, it docked in Fiji, but it didn't have any, it had no papers. It didn't have, it just showed up. And so this is a Reuters story this week. No customs clearance. It just, they found a place they thought they could hide the boat.
How do you hide a boat that big?
This is 350 feet long.
That's a cruise ship. How do you hide a cruise ship?
Yeah. No, well, what do you call people in Fiji? Fijians? Anyway, they said, see you later. All right, 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Alright, it's 23 after the hour now. It's time for us to go through the comments section. Jay Kirsten here with Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen on a talk radio review, a roundup of what, in this case, some people are saying, their comments for us on our social media questions that Jay has asked through the week about some of the issues, starting with COVID. So what do we have here, Jay?
Well, one of the big debates is COVID-19's effect on mental health. Jeff Schmidt says, I think it's still too early to tell the effects on mental health. We're just now starting to get life back to what most people would call quote-unquote normal, whatever that means, and we don't know the real effects. We might not know the real effects for decades. In his opinion, technically, we don't even know when it's really going to be over.
I don't think it'll ever be over at all. It's going to fold into the other flus that we have to be careful of.
Yeah, each, there's still more. Yeah. Was it epidemic?
Yeah. It's pathetic. It's a pathetic. Well,
and Jay Martin says he knows his wife is still battling physical problems with it, and mentally it gives her periods of depression about the speed of her recovery. I know a lot of people are dealing with that. That has to be so rough. Mike Johns says some people have told me that they can't keep being asked to stay home. He's 43 years old and loves being alone. He doesn't get lonely unless he wants to be lonely. Mm. I know a lot of people felt like they thrived in the year 2020, at like the height of the pandemic. Samantha Freeman says, illness happens and nobody has ever been as scared of getting sick until now, and it's not all COVID fears. They are afraid of all illnesses now. Parents terrified of their kids getting sick with anything, that all these kids are becoming germophobic shut-ins.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. People keep using these germ things that you see everywhere. You put a squirt on your hand and you're supposedly a cleaner.
Hand sanitizer.
That is the worst possible thing you can do for your health and well-being. And this is more of the kind of bunkum or BS that you get from the Center for Disease Confusion. Yeah, use the hand sanitizers. No, they kill all the good germs, all the good bacteria. Your system cannot possibly function without the bacteria you have in your gut. Billions of bacteria, and the more you do to kill them, the sicker you're going to get. That's basically the bottom line, and no doctor worth his or her salt will argue with that. All right, what else we got? The CDC, now, here we go, more,
extending mask mandates for transportation.
So annoying.
Sarah Bishop says, why extend? People don't wear them properly now. No one covers their nose anymore, and most are wearing dirty masks.
That's a very important point, yeah.
Right, Don Mayers says, by all means, wear one if you have a personal reason to, but it seems the need for mandatory use has passed.
Yep.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
Yep.
Agree with that one. Jeremy Major says, remember when Fauci said the typical mask people buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out viruses?
Contradiction from Fauci. What else?
There you go. Instead of Center for Disease Confusion, Center for Disease Contradiction.
Lyle
Hicks adds, truly waste of time. Masks provide some protection from the spread of germs. Common sense does more protection.
Yep. All right. Elon Musk. Elon Musk and his Twitter thing. What's going on? What are people saying about that?
Tim Oski says, buying businesses and successfully growing them is a skill that deserves respect like any other. It's one thing to have the funds for purchase. It's another to be successful following the purchase.
Yep. All right. Who else? What does Vinny say?
Vinny Kishan says, Elon's multi-billion dollar request to buy Twitter outright when half of that money could go towards a better cause, like making sure no child in America ever goes hungry. And Mindy Stevens also says, why do people have the right to tell others what to do with their money?
Exactly. Do what you want with your money there. That's good advice. It's 28 past the hour. Thanks for your input.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ending increased inspections of trucks crossing the border after striking security deals with his counterparts in four Mexican states bordering Texas. Abbott said Friday those deals and the inspection policy were moves to counter what he called the inaction from the White House on the border.
Now listen, I understand the concern that businesses have about trying to move products across the bridge, but I also know the anger that Texans face and have this caused by Joe Biden not securing the border.
Ukrainian officials say that more than 3,000 civilians were able to escape war zones in the country on Friday. Ukraine's deputy prime minister said in a statement that more than 300 civilians were able to flee the besieged city of Mariupol via humanitarian corridors. The evacuations coming as Russia has launched a new wave of strikes on the capital city of Kyiv. This is USA Radio News. A new study shows that millions of Americans could be dealing with the long-term effects of a COVID infection. Tim Berg has more on the search for more treatment to deal with long COVID from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Johns Hopkins University says there have been over 80 million confirmed cases of COVID in the United States, and plenty of folks are suffering from long-term problems of brain fog because of the disease. Dr. Joel Rosenstock is an infectious disease physician in Atlanta. He's been working with long-haul COVID patients and found some techniques to help. Top of his list, getting good sleep.
Sleep is an absolute priority. And if you're not sleeping because of fear and anxiety and depression, then you need to see somebody. You don't necessarily have to go to a long COVID clinic. You need to see your primary care doctor or your therapist or somebody who you trust.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's continue the conversation here. It's obvious we're continuing it off the air. Let's keep it going on the air. DJ Veers, Jennifer's not with us this week, but Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner are here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to go through our thoughts, what we've experienced, what we've talked about this week on the DJV program. As I said, you can get the DJV download anytime, day or night. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube at DJV Show. And you can get the daily show all day, every day, and the podcast at DJVShow.com. Number six item this week has to do with COVID. And the discussion, it seems to me, that took most of the wind. Well, there were two things that took the wind out of the room or the oxygen out of the room. One of them were booster shots. The Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine produced the testing, according to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's connected to the DJV program through DJV Health, says that there was a robust response in children age 5 through 11. And so this is the data actually shows a 36-fold increase in antibody levels effective against the variant that is popular, or not popular, but most pronounced, the Omicron at the moment. And this is a measurement that was done a month or so after the booster was actually administered. So at this point, they don't know how long the protection will last with youngsters. And there are some who are trying to get the authorization for shots for younger, you know, time 1 year old kids, that sort of thing. Pfizer says the new data could benefit from other, that children can get another shot. 140 youngsters who already have two shots were given a booster 6 months later. Researchers find the extra shot generally revved up their immune response. Okay, so, Jay, you're the parent of a young boy about 2 years old. What's been your position for in the vaccine discussion and debate with your child, with your family, with your friends as to what to do? What's the thing that makes you most comfortable?
I'm pro vaccine for my family, but I also respect other people for not wanting to have their kids vaccinated. As far as the COVID vaccine, I'm doing whatever his pediatrician thinks is best. Mac gets the weirdest things. He's like living in the 1800s. He had impetigo, which is a really contagious skin infection, and scarlet fever back around Christmas time. So I feel like I should be more concerned about dysentery at this point than COVID.
Scurvy's next.
Yes. He's living on the Oregon Trail, apparently.
Yeah.
Wow.
Poor Mac.
But I do. My friend base, they're kind of mixed. About half of them they have had their kids vaccinated if they're of age. Ones who have babies, half of them are like, yes, as soon as they're available to them, absolutely. And others are like, no. Well, it's really across the board.
Does seem to be no consistency. Okay, number two, the economy this week, the number two story, according to Talkers Magazine. Interesting that mortgage rates have been affected, as you might imagine, by inflation. The average mortgage rate has gone up 2 points to almost 5%. This is the first time it's been this high since the problems of 2009 when the economy went into the bucket. So what this will do to the housing boom, probably temper it somewhat, depending on what you're building or what you're buying. The need is still there, but what happens is that more units will be built or become available for rental than for purchase. That's probably what this will mean.
It's interesting. We were stopped at a red light yesterday, and we were next to a real estate agency that's sort of on the corner, and it's a very popular. You know what they have, the glass windows, and they have all the listings in the windows.
Yeah, you can go out in the window. Yeah.
Normally, the windows are completely covered all the way around. This is a corner unit office, so it's normally completely covered all the way around with available properties. We counted them while we were at the light. There were 14. That's it. There's no inventory anywhere.
Nope.
So I don't know. And everyone that we know who has either bought or sold has either paid way over asking or has sold for way over asking. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that a mortgage rate of going up to 5% is going to stop or slow.
Yeah.
I really don't. And then I am not a homeowner, so here's a question. If you lock in at a 5% mortgage, right?
Yeah.
And then a couple years go by, and the mortgage rates drop back down again. You can just refinance, right?
Yeah, that's all. Yeah,
because you're not paying off any of the principal at that point. You're only paying interest, right?
So, Jay, you sold your house this week, right? And you had lots of offers?
Yeah, we close in a few weeks. We had 8 offers over the course of 3 days, 2.5 days.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wild? That's amazing.
Right. And this is a medium-priced house, right? We're not talking about something that is either very inexpensive or very expensive. It's kind of a medium, I'm going to guess. I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing it's sort of a medium range.
Yeah, it's medium. It's medium range.
Right. So on January 30th of this year, the fixed rate average was 3.22%. And now as we get into the middle of April, it's almost 5%, 4.92%. percent. So that's what's going on in the mortgage department. That'll affect the economy to a point. Also announced this week, the closing of more Kmart stores. Do you realize, I remember back when Martha Stewart and Jacqueline Smith used to, they were all over the place touting Kmart. Do you know there are only 3 Kmart stores left in the country? 3.
I'm shocked that there are even 3 left.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, they'll
3.
Close them. Yeah, they'll close it.
Because Walmart and Target have just taken over what was the Kmart sort of landscape.
Well,
and so
they're saying the behind the scenes here that may or may not make a difference to people. A guy named Ed Lambert was a real estate tycoon, and he bought up all the Kmart leases and all the Kmart stores because it was a real estate play for him. And then he did the same thing with Sears Roebuck. Bought up all the leases, bought up all of the places, because some of the stores were on land that they owned. Some of it was in malls, and they leased it. But those leases and the property themselves were worth more than the stores were. So he basically did what he do. He killed the Sears brand, which has been an American tradition for 150 years. Just killed it. But Craftsman Tools, made in China now. Crap, junk. And anything else that Sears was, the Kenmore wash machines, they're junk. And, you can't buy it. Everything is cheap junk. And people know it, so they've stayed away. And that's why we're down to 3 Kmart stores.
Well, and this year's, I hope that guy, for his own sake, I hope he was able to unload a lot of those properties, because now they're just, no one goes to the mall. They're just sitting empty. And there's a Sears that's near us in New Jersey where we live, and it's now an Amazon warehouse.
Yeah.
So unless you can sell all that property to Amazon for more and more warehouses, it's tough to have that kind of real estate.
It is in this the real estate business for stores, offices, that kind of stuff, not so great. But there are mixed use buildings that are going up with retail that are the retail business is much different than the office business, and that's what you can see more and more little stores opening, little businesses, that kind of stuff. So that's part of the things that's affecting our economy. Also, with regard to the economy, U.S. crude drilling has increased in the last couple of months. Permits for new wells in the most prolific U.S. oil fields. This signals a coming production surge. Government is trying to push this sort of confused our people, you know, investment-wise. Now we're being told not to invest. Now, this is what I've heard from a couple of my friends this week. Okay, I'm buying oil futures and gas futures because the solar stuff has been put on the back burner. And the whole business, these people are looking at this completely from a political point of view. Biden's popularity has gone down like a rock in the last 3 or 4 months, especially. I think it's down, I think this week it was 33% or something. And that's because people are PO'd about the cost of gasoline. They blame him, which isn't really fair, because you can blame him for a lot of stuff, but he didn't start the Ukrainian war. He made it difficult for a while. It would be a lot easier if we had more leases and we could drill for more oil. That's the basic bottom line.
But the thing is, though, there are two things here, and this is a big topic of conversation that people have had, and I think that the price of gas is probably the number one topic of conversation, right, in households.
Yeah.
And so, the thing is, when they did the survey from the Federal Reserve Bank in Dallas, they did that survey earlier this week of 132 oil and gas firms. 59% of them said they're not increasing their oil production because of investors. Investors don't want them to do it because they're making record profits. Mm-hmm. And then the second, I mean, that was 59% was the answer. That's just wild to me. And then the second answer was supply chain issues, but that was down at 15% responded saying that. But, Biden's getting, he's getting hit from all ends, right? Everyone says, oh, he's got to increase leases and things like that. Well, the Washington Post did a story in the end of January, which no one cared about back then because the price of gas wasn't an issue before the Ukraine war. But he outpaced Trump in issuing drilling permits on public lands, but no one talks about that. I mean, it's wild. Everyone wants to blame him for all this stuff. He's getting hit from the left.
He deserves to get blamed for a lot of stuff. He's not been a good leader when it comes to the war in Ukraine.
I disagree. We're in lockstep with NATO. I think I don't agree with the system.
That I think that NATO is doing a great job of leadership.
Well, that's what I said. I don't think NATO has done the right thing, but the point of being in NATO. It's a group, it's a group vote. But the thing that's really wild is just he's getting hit from the left because they want him to do more green energy, and he's issuing all these drilling permits, and now crude oil is going to start pumping more. So the shale stuff, you're always talking about shale, which I have no idea what that is, but apparently it's a superficial drill. I don't know.
No,
but there's more
drill
of that happening.
It's in oil shale is on the surface in certain parts of the world, like up both in the North Pole and the South Pole, lots of oil shale, and they are able to, through a process that was discovered about, I don't know, 17, 18 years ago, you gather it up and you can wash the oil out of the sand. That's basically, and it was very profitable.
That's happening now too, more.
Yeah, right. The prices are up. All right. One other thing, number seven this week, immigration, the problems. There is in Texas, lawmakers urging the state to halt the execution of Melissa Lucio, who's a Hispanic. She was asked for clemency because she had asked for it because she was convicted of killing her daughter. And apparently, it's pretty obvious to everybody she didn't. And so,
what happened was that it's an accident, and she was interrogated without an attorney for so many hours that at the end she goes,
she
"Well, I guess
English.
I did it."
Yeah, she barely speaks English. That's part of the problem, and that's...
I hadn't heard that part, but she's got a lot of people who are now defending her, including a former jury member who said they made the wrong decision.
Yeah.
How do you not, you know, at least give her another trial when a jury member comes out and says, yeah, I would have voted differently?
Yeah, right. There you go. Sounds like a Law and Order episode in the making. All right. The other thing that I found out this week is that the country, remember I've talked over the years about the Somalis and how they have a huge enclave of them up in Lewiston, Maine? Well, apparently they are now going to places where slaughterhouses are being built around the country because they're the only ones who will work in slaughterhouses, believe that or not. The Somalis and slaughterhouses. There's something to talk about.
Wow.
You're going to have that in your weekend discussions. Time now for the people list, according to Talkers Magazine. You can find these at talkers.com, by the way. All the lists, the stories in the people list, either at talkers.com or djvshow.com. At number 10 on the people list this week, the old fossil Mitch McConnell is at number 10. Number 9, controversial Governor Ron DeSantis. 8, Jen Psaki and her future. Elon Musk is at number 7 for obvious reasons. Oh, number 6 is good old Hunter Biden. Yeah, that's a horse we can keep beating to death. Number 5, Frank James. Really? The James brothers are back again from the old West? Wow, he's owie. Number 4, Donald Trump. Number 3, Zelensky. Number 2 is Mr. Putin, where I am with him. And number 1 is he's the president and resident. That's our Joe. Joe Biden's number 1 on the list. Now 48 after the hour. Thank you, ladies. It's Doug Steffen with Victoria and Jay here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Top stories this week from the Talk Radio Countdown show. Number 10, exploration in space. And how the Russians have maintained their position on the space station. Number 9, weather, the wild weather that's in the Midwest and the Mid-South is a focus of a lot of conversation, especially in that part of the country. Number 8, educational practices and what's going on. People looking into the U.S. Department of Education and finding all kinds of wasted money. Number 7, race relations, the whole immigration debate. COVID is number 6. Social media is number 5, politics number 4, the subway shooting in New York number 3, the economy is number 2, and obviously the Russians and Ukrainians at war and our policy toward the Russians and toward the Ukrainians and how to maybe deal with the problem. That's number one this week. That's the story list from Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com or djvshow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At 53 past the hour, it's Tech Talk time. A review of the top five items from the world of technology that affect you this week, as edited, produced, and reported upon by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing her into the number five story, and that's a focus on scammers. Once again, big time problem.
Yeah, it's true. And unfortunately right now, scammers are really capitalizing on what's happening in Ukraine. Facebook this week said that they've already removed tens of thousands of accounts and pages and groups around the world for spreading misleading content about the conflict in Ukraine to try to build an audience and bring in cash. So Russia's invasion into Ukraine has created this enormous opportunity for all these scammers, because so much of the content being shared online is video. It's very hard to moderate it, and so it gets out there, and it just becomes a war of information. In this new report, security officials at Facebook said that the incidents in which profiteers used Facebook to lure visitors off the site by posting content like gaming videos and popular viral videos, including many of them from Ukraine, and essentially what they do is they lure you away from Facebook, and then they get you onto another site, and it's a phishing site, or malware happens on, you know, gets put onto your computer with different links that you click, and so it becomes like ransomware, and everyone, you know, then you're stuck. You've lost the integrity of your cybersecurity, and in most cases that ends up being ransomware, where they charge you to get control of your own computer back. Be very careful. If you're on Facebook, make sure that if you're like viewing videos or whatever, just stay on Facebook and don't deviate onto a third party.
Number four this week is a puppy fraud thing that really is disturbing, actually.
Yeah, so this, so during the height of COVID, especially older people, especially people who lived alone, a lot of people adopted dogs, which was a wonderful thing to do, except a lot of people also fell victim to another fraud scheme, and this one involved Basset Hound puppies. And so Google this week is suing the scammer. They found him. He's in Cameroon in Africa. He's used a network of fake websites and Google Voice phone numbers and Gmail accounts to pretend to sell these purebred puppies, and he has basically bilked people out of a couple thousand dollars each. They've had the Federal Trade Commission's involved now, and it's a huge lawsuit. But again, you have to be so, so careful. Do not give money in gift cards or wiring money, anything like that. It's
just
not legitimate.
Me? Victoria, this week, the information of how many people are using gift cards to basically pay off some of these scams. I think that I found that to be very revealing. Number three, fact that Apple CEO Mr. Cook made a plea this week that made news. What's this scoop?
Well, Tim Cook, of course, is the Apple CEO. This week he was at a conference down in Washington, D.C., and he was talking about the Apple Store, the App Store. And so Apple's feeling the heat because it might be forced to change their longstanding policy where you can't download any apps onto your iPhone or iPad unless you're buying them or downloading them through the Apple Store. And so in Europe, the Digital Markets Act is going to allow you to sideload any type of app you want. And Tim Cook says this is really dangerous because Apple is all about, you know, personal security and cybersecurity. And he said this is just going to allow all these what he called data-hungry companies to come along and take all of your privacy away from you that Apple has worked a long time to produce for people. So it's not a good thing. Stay within the App Store. Don't be sideloading unless you really know what you're doing, because all those apps can track you.
Number two this week is an internet service exemption from Russian sanctions. This is kind of complicated.
Yeah, the U.S. Department of Treasury is exempting telecommunications services from the ongoing sanctions against Russia. Now, a lot of people at first were like, well, wait a minute, why aren't we taking away all of their internet? Well, the reason is a lot of advocacy groups have come forward saying if we take away all their internet, then the human rights violations will skyrocket and we won't have any access to, we won't really know what's happening. So that's why a lot of these groups have pleaded with the U.S. government, and so the government has allowed internet to continue without sanctions.
All right, number one, Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah. Elon Musk had a hell of a week. So at first, he made news this week that he bought 9.2% stake in Twitter. Then he was going to take a seat on the board, then decided not to. And then he made a bid for $43 billion to publicly buy Twitter. So this is a TBD. We'll see what happens next. But he certainly knows how to drum up headlines.
Oh, yeah. Stock play. No question about that. All right, Victoria, thank you. It's 59 past the hour. This is the overview of the top five items from the world of technology.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.